Zone London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Ready to rock and roll. Another hour coming up. Actually, it's already here. It's just started. Look at us. Standing by, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Hey, room on the phones for you. It's a participatory show. Mandatory participation, and if you've got money questions, I know you do, we're here ready to help you out, whether it's in email form or in phone call form. Phone calls are easiest, of course, and we'll answer those questions for you on both, as I said, phone call and email. In fact, we'll get to some emails in just a little bit. Coming up as well here in a moment, some by the numbers. I'd like to start doing this perhaps early in the week, give people an idea of where we are, both in terms of not just where we are. We don't really do stocks on this show. In fact, we don't do it at all. But if you look at some of this stuff, some of the performance of certain indexes, it can give you an idea of why strategy is important. And that's what we're going to talk about here in just a couple of moments. So let's give you some quick by the numbers. And as I said, phone calls, it's all about you folks. 877-PLANNER. That's the most important number. 877-PLANNER. And emails at our website, wealthed.com. We'll get to some of those. Wealthed.com. You can reach Professor Plum as well, off the air. In fact, I think you're going to do that later today. Are you not, Professor Plum?
Oh, I'm sure I've got a few phone calls to make.
You do. I checked your schedule. Anyway, you can reach Professor Plum off the air or any Lucia Capital Group advisor. Want to tell you once again here right at the top of the hour, 800-644-1150. That's another important number, 800-644-1150. That's how you can reach any Lucia Capital Group advisor. Talk to them about your strategies. If you haven't got a strategy, they'll help you get one. And talk to them about things like what we mentioned last hour, because this is really where the planning... This sets apart the planners from the rest who just sort of grab something off the internet. You want to ask them about things like sequence of returns risk. What happens if the market drops the day you decide to retire? Anyway, things like that. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. They deal with that every single day for thousands of people, and they'll help you out as well. 800-644-1150. On the air again, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. So BTN Research has thrown a few numbers our way, Professor Plum.
Okay.
Because this is kind of a rip and read. I haven't really gone through all of this yet. But they titled this Look Back. As of June 30th, 2017, the total return of the S&P 500 is for the trailing 1 year, 17.9% positive. 17.9% for the trailing 1 year, 9.6% for the last 3 years, 14.6% per year for the last 5 years, and 7.8% per year for the last 10 years. In other words, that's what it's done every single year, on average.
So the last 10 years was?
Last 10 years, 7.8% positive.
So that took us back basically to July 1, 2007.
2007. Now, what does that include, 2007?
And that's an important one. Because
yes, it is.
We were basically flat for the rest of 7, and then we hit 2008, early 2009, where it was down significantly. Now, 10-year return of 7.5% or so, that's probably not what a lot of people would say is a great rate of return, but coming through that type of a downturn, that's not a bad rate of return at all. And it shows the importance of having appropriate time horizons. After 10 years, it's averaged about 7%, 8%. That's not bad. It's nothing to, you know, it's not the greatest rate of return, but it was through one of the worst downturns in the history of the stock market, assuming you did not sell out during that period of time.
So if you just
have to have a long time horizon.
That's it. So if you over the last 10 years, if the S&P 500 has done 7.8% per year, and it includes that terrible 2008, I don't know what 2009 was necessarily. Was that a down year? What was that?
I think it was actually a positive year.
It may have been, but it wasn't very strong. And we know how bad 2008 was, especially the latter half of 2008. To be up 7.8% per year, someone would say, well, hey, you know, even with that, that's not bad. The problem comes when you start taking money out of portfolios that include things like that. I mean, the 7.8% is an average from July 1st, 2007 to July 1st of 2017. So yeah, on average, if you left it alone. But if you were busy taking money out of your declining portfolio in 2008, 2009, it's very likely, Professor Plum, that you didn't recover at all.
Right, and a lot of people thought they were not going to have to take any money out of their portfolio, but became unemployed for whatever reason. A lot of people didn't necessarily think about it, and they had the time horizon, but emotionally couldn't deal with it. So they sold out, not because they needed to spend the money, but because they were so worried about losing everything that they sold out and unfortunately did not have the money in the market when it did recover. The recovery is where good investors make their money, either because they didn't sell and they allowed their own investments to recover, or they had some dry powder on the side. They had some cash on the side, and they took advantage of a down market. Now, that's hard to do emotionally, to buy into a market like 2008, 2009.
Well,
I saw some people do it, but
when everybody's, all your buddies seem to be patting you on the back for jumping out of the market. I got out last week. Yeah, I'm not going to experience any more of this. It's a great time to actually be in. All right. So anyway, interesting stats. We'll get to a few more of these. I want to take some phone calls. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Let's go next to Todd in Kingman, Arizona. Hello, Todd.
Yeah, I had a question. You guys were talking about annuities the other day, and I wasn't able to call in. And I've got a 10-year annuity, and my 7 years just came up, and I got a piece of paper in the mail and said, if I want, I can turn it on, and they'll pay me a certain amount per month for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, how does that work? Because they gave you a number that's, they got a special number they give you, and they say, we'll give you this much, and you have like 243 in there. I don't really have that much, but they'll say they'll go on that to give you your money.
So it sounds like it has an income base. And you bought an annuity with a rider that at some point you could turn a distribution on, and they would calculate the distribution based on the rider, not the actual value. Do you know what the actual value is?
For me, yeah, it's about 223 cash. I've got 180 in there, and it's about 223, I think, right now.
Okay, and how much will they let you take out right now?
Just a little over $1,000 they would give me.
Per month?
So they said, yeah, they said that's about 5% payout.
Okay, and how old are you?
65.
Okay, so now we have to make a decision. Do you want to have that guaranteed income? Do you need to have that $1,000 a month guaranteed income in addition to your Social Security, your pensions, and other things that you're going to
not
have?
Not at this time. That's why I didn't need it right now.
When will you need it, if ever?
Well, I wanted to get the 10 years in, and then I would think about how much I'd get then.
Well, 10 years in, most likely it's going to go up by another 15% or so. I mean, I could probably work the math out. And you'll be able to get a little bit more than you're getting now. The sweet spot to turn on that income is between 65 and 70. So you're really right there. And so we need to make a determination. Do you want and need that income? Your cash value is fairly close to your income base. So it's just a matter of, do you want and need the income? You're going to pay for that income by using a lower rate of return on your cash value, but that's fine. If that income is important and it makes you sleep at night and everything of that nature, then it's okay to turn it on. Now, will it be better in the future? Yeah, it's going to go up, and it's going to go up a little bit. So when do you need the income? If you don't need it now, will you really need it 3 years from now, 5 years from now? At some point, the insurance company is going to make this thing look really good to wait. But the only person or the only entity that benefits by you waiting 70, 75, 80, is the insurance company. It doesn't benefit you to wait. You don't get the income, you pay the fee, and they make out like bandits, and you won't live long enough to get your money back in the first place. So I would really look at, when do I want this income? Are you taking distributions from your portfolio from any other source?
No, my pension and Social Security just give me enough to pay my bills, so I'm okay on that.
So when are you going to spend some money? Go out and live it up.
Yeah, I was on the bonus because they give you a 13, you know, I got a 13% bonus on my money. So do you have to wait the 10 years before you get all of the bonus?
Most of the time, yes. Yeah, and there's a lot. Some of these contracts bonused the income base, but not the cash value. Some of them basically vested the bonus over a period of time. You only got, you know, maybe 10% of the bonus each year for the first 10 years. And so it's just a matter of, let's take a look at that contract and see what's the best use of it. Right now, the cash value is closer than I would have expected to the income base, if that's the case. So is that $12,000 a year worth it? You've got $220,000. You said $223,000 in actual cash value.
Yes.
You know, you could make $12,000 a year come out of that $223,000 for 19 years if you just stuck it in a bank account at what it's earning now. So
right,
you,
that's what I was trying to figure out, if it was better when the 10 years comes up, if just to use my own money that's in there and leave it in there, or take the money that they would give me, whatever it is.
Well, the money they're giving you, whatever it is your money. For the first 20 years or so.
Yeah, I tell you what, hold on a second, Todd. We'll come back with that. So I got to take a quick break here. If you can hang, we will explain what we're talking about here. And, of course, we'll also make sure everybody knows what we mean when we say income base and all that stuff, bonuses, all that. So hang on if you can. If you have more questions, we'll also take those on the other side. 877-PLANNER, other callers standing by. We'll get to everybody when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Money? Dollars? Is that what it is?
People that wrote this song did.
I never would have known what this song was if they didn't start playing it on this program. It's not part of my repertoire. I'm sorry. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We were talking, by the way, 877-PLANNER, if you have questions, 877-PLANNER, comments, whatever. Talking, our previous caller was, which one? Todd. In Kingman, Arizona. Todd has, this is a great, and I think he's probably listening in. This is a great opportunity to sort of to learn how these things work. Todd has an annuity, which he got, 7 years ago?
Yes, he's 7 years into a 10-year surrender charge.
$180,000 that he put into it originally. The cash value has grown now over those 7 years to about $223,000. Professor Plum, let's explain what it was he wanted to know and what it was that you were starting to say before we went to the break here.
Well, now that he's turned 65... the insurance company has said, hey, your income rider is starting to actually be beneficial to you. We can start sending you a little over $1,000 a month, and we'll continue that for as long as you live. Now, with this particular type of contract, the cash value stays intact. Well, mostly. It continues to earn any interest that it would be accredited to it, and then it'll be reduced by the amount of income you take out of it. So that $1,000 a month that he's receiving is actually coming from his cash value and the earnings on his cash value for as long as that cash value and those earnings exist. So he's going to be receiving this income probably for another, 20 years before he gets into the insurance company's money.
So
before he gets into the guarantee.
So for the first, 15 years, he's going to be getting his original 180 back.
Well, it takes about 15 years to get his original 180 back. Then it takes another 3 or 4 years to get the earnings that have occurred on that 180 over the last 7 years, and it'll continue to earn some money as we go forward. Now, for many years, we've talked about these index annuity contracts and what you should expect to earn on the cash value out of them going forward. And I've said that you should expect to earn between 3% and 4% on average over 7, 8, 9, 10 years. It's been 7 years. His cash value has grown about just over 3% on average per year. Now, in 2015, he probably didn't earn any interest, depending upon what his contract anniversary is. In 2013, he earned up to whatever the cap is, maybe 5 or 6%. The caps may have been even higher back then. But on average, he's earning about 3% on his cash value. Now, his income base, which is not a real cash value number, it is not your money. It's purely an accounting ledger that is used to determine how much money you can take out of the contract, and if the cash value ever goes to zero, the insurance company will continue to write you a check. The income base, he said, was in the 245 range. Now, he also mentioned that there was a 13% bonus on this contract. Given those numbers, this income base is not increased by very much, but it is what it is. If he wants, needs, desires guaranteed income, that 3% plus rate of return and the sleep and night factor that you can never run out of that income. If even if you live to be 150, the insurance company will continue. As long as the insurance company stays in force, they will continue to pay you that money. That's the sleep at night factor that you are buying. That's what you gave up the maybe potential better rate of return for. And you're getting that. You've got that guarantee. Now, unfortunately, Todd told us also that he didn't need the money. His pensions and Social Security are more than enough for right now. And we're trying to figure out a way to get him to spend more money. Does he want to pay for that rate of return? I looked into what the potential true rate of return would be if he kept this policy. He turned the income on now and he started receiving $1,000 a month. It would be, if he lived to 95, if he lived 30 years, or if the payout continued for 30 years, maybe he's married and it's a joint rider and his spouse will continue it as well. If the person, whoever's receiving this, receives the payment for 30 years and dies and there's no cash value left, which after 30 years is probably a high likelihood, it's about a 3.5% rate of return.
Over 30 years?
Well, over 37 years. But
well, because you got the 7 years that he originally put it in.
And if all you're looking for is accumulation, that's not a great deal. But if you're looking for income in today's world, you're
guaranteed
looking for
income.
Peace of mind, you're looking for sleep at night factor, that's not the worst thing in the world. Unfortunately, he wasn't looking for income. Now, the other side of it is he's 7 years into a 10-year surrender charge. So we talked about a cash value of roughly $223,000. He gave us that number. If he were to surrender today, he doesn't have $223,000 because the insurance company is going to hit him with a substantial penalty for early withdrawal. I don't know what that penalty is. If it's 3%, maybe one thing. If it's more than that, you may not want to do it for a couple of years. You'll just sit on and take your hopeful 3% over the next 3 years, and we'll make the decision when the rate comes down. But he could start the income right now. And what he could do, he could start that income knowing that he has it and use that to dollar cost average into something that's a lot more volatile. That may be a use of the money.
Because you have it. I mean, you can't really get rid of it at this point.
You got the rider. And so, depending upon that surrender charge, what's more valuable? $223,000 that you can invest and maybe earn something on a little bit better than what you're earning now? Or $1,000 a month for the rest of your life, no matter what happens in your life, you live 100 years. Maybe you can make both of them work together. Turn the income on, start dollar cost averaging. Start using the volatility.
So would you, if you could go back 7 years, I don't know if he needed the income back then or not. You're saying he doesn't now.
You have to look he say he wanted income?
Yeah. Is this something, because once again, oftentimes, I mean, he can make this work, but oftentimes these are sold to people who
may or may not need them.
May not need it.
If he said, you know what, I do want to have that guaranteed income. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, this was a good deal. Guaranteed income buys a lot of peace of mind. But you got to need the guaranteed. You got to use the guaranteed income. Otherwise, not a great contract for just accumulation.
Yeah, because what you're doing on you're paying for this guarantee of income. And that's great. But what you're kind of giving up here, you said, what would it be over 37 years, a rate of return, assuming if our caller Todd had lived?
If the numbers are close to what he gave, about 3.5%.
So 3.5% over 35, 37 years, I mean, on the face of it, that's really not that good. But if all you did was buy it for the income, for the peace of mind, for the guaranteed checks that are coming in, backed, of course, by the insurance company, then you got to look and say, maybe it wasn't such a bad deal after all.
I'm buying a longevity guarantee. If I live too long, I get income and I can't outlive it. If I die too soon, the cash value, whatever's there, goes to my heirs. That's not the worst thing in the world if you need the income. And so I've said that many times. If you need the income, we've seen studies, lots of studies that say if you have your income needs covered by guaranteed sources that are coming in, regardless of whether the market's up or down, interest rates up or down, all these different things, you tend to be a better investor with the rest of your money. You tend to allow it to go through the downturns and recover rather than selling. If you're looking at your portfolio to provide yourself the income, then you're more likely to sell when the market's down because you're afraid. If you've got all your income come from other sources, you're more likely to let your income ride, or not your income, your portfolio ride, and recover, and in many cases, leave a larger legacy if you live. Now, if you die too soon, not much is going to matter at that point. Yeah, besides, you're gone, unfortunately.
So you're saying, what do you care?
Kind of.
Okay. All right, we'll take more of your calls when we come back. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Steve, hang on, we'll get to you next, and others. I don't have the names, but we'll get your name up there on the board. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, two lines open, 877-PLANNER, coming right back with more. Don't go away.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Would you request 350 views today, Professor Blum?
Actually, yes.
Good for you. Good for you. Be all request week for Professor Plum. Who knows what this is going to bring, but we got this happening today. So,
One of our wonderful producers came in this morning and said, your turn to pick the music for the morning. What's going on?
That's what it is. All right. So it's a summer fest is what it is for Professor Plum. Music fest. Anyway. All right. 877-PLANNER. We're going to take your phone calls. We'll get to some more emails coming up. A couple from last week that we did not get to. Jack in Oro Valley. I'll try to get to this before the top of the hour. And Linda in St. Paul, Minnesota. And a few others. 877-PLANNER if you want to call. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. Moving next to Steve in Tempe, Arizona. Hello, Steve.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Doing great. How can we help you today?
Well, my mother, who is 90, recently sold her family home. She netted about $265. She's got maybe another $30 in cash, and I would like to put together a portfolio for her of qualified dividends because of her pension and her RMD. She's in the 25% tax bracket. And just trying to find something that is tax efficient for her. She doesn't really need the money between the RMD and Social Security and a pension. She does just fine.
Okay. So, I mean, so there, you can contact almost any broker. I can give you the name of one I would look at, to talk about how to invest a portfolio for qualified dividends. But you mentioned she's got this $265, another $30 in cash. How large is her IRA now at 90 years old?
I think it's about $250, so she's getting about I think this year it's going to be about $20,000.
Yeah, it's getting up to 8-9% distributions, 10% distributions, which are going to be taxable, obviously. So
yeah, and then the other thing she has is she has an annuity that has about $270,000 in. It's never been annuitized, has about a $70,000 basis, but it's all coming out at ordinary income too. So we've decided just to leave that alone until there may come a time where she needs that money for care.
Right, and unfortunately, I think I could check, but she's probably too old for one of the long-term care annuities to transfer to, but we could look at that, which would allow the money to come out tax-free for long-term care if that were the case. That annuity would be...
But she's in great health now, and she still drives. And
at 90, that means she's probably not going to do much in the long-term care area, but she's going to be great. So there, I mean, you can do portfolios, and so it's a matter of the qualified dividend, long-term capital gains. You've got safe money in the fixed annuity. You've got a lot of income. You don't need more of that. So allocating this personal money for long-term growth. Obviously, we want to keep enough money for an emergency fund. So you may not want to touch the 30, but you know, investing this for long-term growth. The reality is, she's probably never going to spend this money, right?
That's what we were thinking. Yeah, unless she needs full-time nursing home care. $7,000 a month.
Yeah, but if you were to use if we can get one, I don't know the issue ages on these long-term care annuities, then you could use that annuity. I mean, at $7,000 a month, you still got 3 years worth of income from the annuity. You've got, you know, quite a long time before you might need to spend. So you can potentially invest this money for growth. And so looking at something that has a fairly low turnover, that creates long-term capital gains, that creates qualified dividends, does make some sense for most, if not the majority or all of this 265. Like I said, though, I just do want to have an emergency fund for her, over and above outside of that annuity. But I think there's lots of ways to do this, whether you do it just on your own through some type of an index fund or whether you turn it over to some type of a manager that can allocate between the different sectors as they see fit for upcoming events in the economies. The economies not just of the U.S. but of the world. Yeah, this money's kind of being invested for the heirs anyway.
Right. True.
And at 90, still driving, going strong, another 10 years is not out of the question.
Yeah, she'll probably outlive me.
Yeah, I know that feeling. So, yeah, now it's just a matter of how do you want to do it? Do you want to be the one in charge of picking the allocation, or do you want to turn it over to somebody that looks at it maybe a little bit more often than you do, like every day?
Well, that's part of the analysis right now, too, is you don't want to be the guy that, you know, spends your mother's money.
No, you don't mind being the guy that spends your mother's money. You don't want to be the guy that loses your mother's money.
Loses the money. Yeah, that's it exactly. But, you know, what a very wise man told me once, if you give somebody your money, you just did that. You gave them your money.
Now, you want to pretend, you don't give your money away, obviously. You want to see somebody that has a process for managing. Either you're going to manage it, and you're going to figure out some process. You're going to look at the track record. You're going to look at the expense ratio, and those are the things you're going to base it on. Or you're going to give it to somebody who has a different process, and their process hopefully will be much more in depth, much more intricate, and they look at that process for determining how much goes into the different sectors of the stock market that are out there: international, domestic, large cap, small cap, all those things, and has a process that will change as the economy changes. That no, the process won't change, but they'll change the portfolio based on certain metrics and hopefully stay ahead of the curve in that area. They're also looking for somebody who is hopefully looking at the downside of things, trying to reduce the volatility on the downside. I mean, the goal of any long-term growth manager is to get a reasonable rate of return, maybe not beat the S&P, that's not the only benchmark out there, but get a rate of return equal to what the person is trying to achieve and reduce the downside days so you don't have as many bad days, or it doesn't go down as much as the other areas. And so that's what you're looking for. And so if you want, I can definitely refer you to somebody who has that process.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Tell you what, hold on a second, Steve, and we'll have Professor Plum talk to you more about this off the air. There are ways of doing this. She's 90 years old. Obviously, we don't know how long she's going to live. We don't know if she is going to need...
She's still driving. She's in great health.
Right.
Barring an accident.
Right. Well, exactly. And sometimes things happen where you do wind up... And one of the things you have to think about, of course, is somebody who's mentally healthy and all that. But
she sounds mentally healthy.
All of a sudden, some type of physical thing happens, and they do wind up using some kind of nursing home. That's what his concern
right.
is.
Right, and they've got this $270,000 sitting in an annuity waiting for that. Now, whether or not they can transfer that to one of these long-term care annuities that would give them $500,000 or more for long-term care, mm-hmm. I don't think they have issue ages at 90. I'd have to check.
For some reason, 88 sticks in my head, or
85 sticks in my head.
Maybe it's 85. I don't know what it is.
But,
but even
barring
so,
that, she's still got 270. And if they're spending, $80,000 a year out of it.
If you're saying spending it on some kind of long-term care.
And the reality is, if she does go into a long-term care, and I hope she never does, the income that she's using to support her lifestyle right now, some of that can be used to support the long-term care as well. Because she won't be driving her car. She won't be, eating out to, dinners and things. She won't be maybe buying grandkids as many things. I mean, some of the income that she's using to support her lifestyle can be transferred over to supporting long-term care. So we don't have to necessarily rely 100% on the annuity either.
But, of course, Steve's question is, what do I do with this? Because do I invest it for the heirs, but I've got this potential for a need, and it could come at any time.
But the potential for the need is after a four-year problem. And, sure, it could happen. And so maybe he doesn't invest the whole thing.
Well, explain what you mean by the four-year problem.
The annuity takes care. The annuity and her current income takes care of a nursing home for probably 4 years. I mean, so we don't have to necessarily worry about having to sell the investments that she just created, her house, mm-hmm. right away. We've got enough funds to support the hopefully unexpected, hopefully unneeded issue of long-term care for about 4 years. And the reality is, the average stay in a nursing home is probably 2.5-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are times that it's longer, but those are usually cognitive issues. And cognitive issues tend to be a little less expensive in the nursing area. They're not as medically intensive, usually.
Yeah, oh, sure, yeah. Not always.
So the stay is longer, but the cost is a little less. So she's got a pretty good portfolio going for that issue. So I think that the rest can be invested, at least a good chunk of it.
Yeah, a portion of it.
For the heirs.
On this annuity, we don't have a lot of time, but on this annuity that you're talking about, where somebody maybe has one.
And is a little bit younger.
It is a little bit younger than 90. We'll have to check on that. We'll have to verify when that is. But this type of annuity could provide.
Well, let's say she was 80 years old instead. Yeah. And she wanted to provide some amount of money for long-term care protection. She could either use what they call a 1035 exchange, move the money from the current annuity, because it's got a huge taxable gain in it right now, about $200,000+ of taxable gain. She can tax-deferred exchange it for another annuity, and that $270,000 could provide $540,000 or some amount even higher than that of long-term care coverage, and that money would come out on a tax-free basis, and it wouldn't even show up on the tax return. Don't even have to worry about can she deduct it or not with the expenses that she's paying. So does she want to leverage it up? Unfortunately, I think 90 is too old.
Yeah, it probably is. But that's at least a strategy that's available to many. Yeah, it works great. We'll talk maybe a little bit more about that. Maybe we'll have Gene Pastula on tomorrow during the first hour.
We'll ask him the issue ages, because he knows it a little bit tighter than I do.
I think he probably knows it backwards and forwards. All right, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, some trivia coming up. What's happening on the show tomorrow, and more of your phone calls and emails, all in the next segment, 877-PLANNER. Don't go away.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
All right, our crack research department was all over this, Professor Plum. We were talking about the issue of
issue age
for these annuities that provide sometimes multiples, sometimes three or four times the amount of value of the annuity to go toward long-term care. So if you had $50,000 in one of these annuities, they could, in some instances, provide $150,000 worth of long-term care coverage.
Sometimes more, depending upon the coverage.
Right, but okay, you know, twice, three times, something like that. And the car caller, who was, I guess, Steve, right?
Steve
in Tempe, Arizona, had a mom who was 90 years old. Professor, you were sort of mulling.
Yeah, I was thinking that's probably over the issue age, and most of them are 85 or less.
Yeah, so our...
I think all of them are 85 or less.
Our research team has come back and said it's about 85
at the
years
most.
Old. Yes.
So unfortunately, 90's not going to be able to use one of these contracts.
Which, by the way, included Gene Pastula, whom I was
our
asking... I didn't know Gene was listening in, but he actually does listen in. Our
he was wonderful... probably disappointed that I didn't know the actual answer. I was.
Well, does this mean I should tell him what we're going to be talking about on the show tomorrow? A couple of different things. What did I tell you we're talking about besides?
I don't think you ever told me.
No, I think I did.
It was gifting.
That's right. Yeah. Gifting tomorrow. But more importantly, that may actually be our second hour topic. Gene was also telling us what he wants to come in. Gene Pastula is our insurance guru, member of the Brain Trust for many, many years. And we like to have him on from time to time here on Tuesdays. So tomorrow... He has sent me a missive that says, Gene Pastula, certified financial planner, will be here tomorrow to show you a way to fine-tune Professor Plum's strategy to deal with sequence of returns, which is what we were talking about last hour.
Well, a guaranteed income can avoid that sequence of returns because you don't have to worry about what's in the market. You get the same check every month. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
If you need the income, that's a great way to avoid sequence of returns. Guarantees.
Guarantees will do it. Because then you don't care. It doesn't matter.
The rate of return on your cash will be a little bit, but hey, you're not buying it for that. You're buying it for that guaranteed return.
That's right. It comes down to your goals.
Always.
What do you want the money to do for you? If you want the money to provide you in retirement with the biggest rate of return you can possibly get, then you're not going to want to do any of these types of solutions. You're not trying to protect against anything.
But you also have to accept
risk.
Yes.
Lots and lots of risk.
If you're unwilling to accept the risk,
then your goal should be preservation of capital.
And how you go about doing that, there's different ways.
That's right. So anyway, we talked about a couple of them today, and we'll bring those up with Gene Pastula tomorrow, I think. I also may want to ask him again about some of these long-term care annuities.
Sure.
That we were talking about, because we do get calls on those quite a bit, and there's a lot of interest in those, especially for those with some older annuities. So also, they say gifting tomorrow. That's if we have time, we'll get to that. Boy, did we get questions on that. How much money can you give away? This is a question we get a lot. How much money can I give away without triggering a gift tax? If I give somebody a gift, do they have to pay taxes on it? Do I have to pay taxes on it? I hear this number, 14,000.
Can I use it as an excuse not to give money away?
Well, you could try. There may be some people who, you know, don't know how the whole gifting thing works, but you could. I'd love to. Actually, you know what? There are people who could use it as an excuse. There are people who have given away more than $5.5 million in their lifetimes, and I'm talking about very wealthy people.
Individual, a single individual,
who can say, look, you know, I'd love to give you, you wanted me to give you $1 million out of my $100 million portfolio? Hey, you're a great guy. I've already given away, you know, $5.5 million. If I give away any more, for me to give you $1 million is going to cost me probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $1.5 million.
And I'm not that nice.
I'm not that generous. I could be to you, but I'm not going to give away $500,000.
Well, $400,000 to the government.
Well, whatever. It might as well be $500,000.
And your argument back to them is, well, do you want to give away $1.8 million of your estate to get that happen?
Well, for some people, gifting, paying the gift tax is cheaper. Anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Okay. Oh, trivia. Trivia. I was just handed this. This just in from the BTN Research Department. We gave at the top of this hour, we gave away, or we mentioned another BTN. These are good folks that buy the numbers. We appreciate what they do. This, I don't think I knew this. I didn't know this. In Australia, employers are required to contribute an amount equal to 9.5% of an employee's pay, wages and bonuses, but not overtime pay. They're required to contribute that into a retirement account that is owned and managed by the employee. The Australian system has been in place since 1992. It will require the employer contribution to increase to 10% of pay in 2021.
I don't have a problem with that. Now, the employee is in charge of managing and controlling it. Does that mean that the employee could raid it, could take money out of it before they get to retirement? I don't know the rules.
Well, I don't know the rules either, but it seems to me to be close. It doesn't seem to me to be like our FICA thing here.
No, because the employee doesn't control it.
Right. It seems more of a 401k type plan, a mandatory 401k plan.
And a lot of states have tried to do this, but they're not mandatory. They've tried to allow for employers to put money into your own IRA or to some, unfortunately for them, to some program they manage, and the federal government has said, no, that's not going to happen. But I don't have a problem with this. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of people don't believe. Now, they're going to say, I want my same wage, and I want the employer to put an additional 10% in, and the employers are going to kind of balk at that.
That's
like giving everybody a mandatory 10% raise across the board.
I don't know what happened in 1992 when they put this in, if it was 9.5%. Let's assume it was.
It may have ramped up.
But let's just say it was. If somebody were making 100,000 Australian dollars, I think they use dollars. Let's just pretend. $100,000, and now all of a sudden the employer is required to put 9.5% away. That meant that they're going to actually take home $9,500 less, correct? Am I reading this correct?
No, the way I'm sure that the employees that are listening are hearing it is that if I'm getting paid $100,000, the employer is going to give me my $100,000 and they're going to put another 10 into the plan for me.
Which I don't think is the case, because that amounts to a 10% raise for everybody.
Exactly.
Mandatory.
I could be wrong. When FICA came out in Medicare for that person, they didn't start off at 7.65%.
It started off at
1%.
Right.
Now, 1% of the first $3,000 of earnings. But the reality was, very few people made more than $3,000 a year in 1937.
Well, I think it might have been close to an average wage, but there are people who
make more. 95% of the people paid it on all of it.
Well, that could very well be. Out of time. Doggone it. Okay, well, to be continued. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air or any Lucia Capital Group advisor, this is great stuff, and we'll have more for you tomorrow. 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.